This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for February 2019. Last month, there were 2,810 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, an 8.7% increase from February 2018. Meanwhile, the median sale price of $365,000 marked the highest sale price ever achieved for the month of February. There were also 1,235 condo sales in February, a 6.2% increase from February 2018, while the median price fell 2% to $343,000. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
I'm glad to be here. You know, Mike, I'm excited about spring, not just for the spring real estate market, but better weather, and the Red Sox start playing this week.
And your personal favorite, the Boston Marathon, is right around the corner as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's 2-3 weeks away.
So the last time the median single-family home price declined on a year-over-year basis was in March 2016. With this sort of momentum heading into the spring housing market, could 2019 be another record-setting year?
Well, Mike, right now it seems like the median price of single-family homes will continue to rise. It's really been quite remarkable. You know, we've had 7 straight years of rising prices, and in 2017, the market passed its previous high water mark, and it keeps going. It seems that the price increases are accelerating. February's gain is an example. It rose 7.4%, and that's the biggest gain we've seen in any single month in over 4 years. Now, strong demand and tight supply seem to be pushing prices up. The good economy and the strong job market certainly help with this. Moderating interest rates are a help, too. All of this points to another good year for Massachusetts real estate. You know, the only cloud in the sky that seems to be really seems to be an economy that the Federal Reserve thinks is showing signs of slowing. So if they think that the economy could be slowing and they're reluctant to raise interest rates, you know, that could be an indication that, that the economy isn't going to be so good in the next 2 to 3 years as it has been in the last 2 to 3 years. And a recession, if and when it comes, would certainly bring a halt to the rising prices in both the stock and the real estate markets. And we've gone an unusually long time without a recession.
This is the first time in 3 years that the February median condo price declined on a year-over-year basis. Now, what sort of factors may have contributed to this decline?
Well, I'm afraid that it's a little bit hard to attribute real reasons here. I certainly don't think it's a cause for alarm. You know, there's been so much new construction of condos, both new buildings and the renovation of older units, that the statistics for condo median price get a bit hard to predict and hard to explain. Remember, the median price is the middle price. So if you have 100 units that were sold in the last month, then you need to sort them all by price from high to low and find the price of the 50th highest unit. Now, let's say that a new project comes online and suddenly 20 new units get sold and their prices are high because they're new and attractive and really built for the tastes of the current market. Then those new units represent a higher proportion of the universe of condo units, and that pushes the median price up. In February this year, compared with February last year, I'm betting that there were fewer new units in the mix than there were in the prior year. And that's what edged the median price up. Overall, I think condos remain a popular and valuable option. With the popularity of urban living these days and with the good-paying jobs being created in the city, I doubt that condos will lose their luster.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for February 2019. If you'd like more information about products and services from the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.